All right, John, you asked me to remind you before the break about a man who walked into your office named Anthony. Now, was he in trouble?
Well, Kip, when this couple came in, Anthony and his wife came in and sat down with us, they thought that they were in pretty decent shape, but something was getting to them. Something just didn't feel right with them. They came to one of our seminars out in Orland Park a couple of weeks earlier, and they brought in all their stuff, and income planning was very important to them. And as we sat down with them, they sat in here with Johnny and I, and they were trying to get across, okay, what is your main goals and what are your concerns? And their number one concern is they just did not want to outlive their money. And they didn't understand how their accounts were going backwards. And they just signed up with this new broker. They met him back in, I think it was the end of August, sat down with Johnny. Johnny did the analysis for him. They put him in a bunch of funds. These funds had zero track history. A lot of them were less than 18 months old. They charged them a high fee going into it, and they're charging them a high management fee. Mm. And here we are, and these people told these people they could not afford to lose any money. They couldn't afford to lose what they have. And they had him in a growth fund, like I said, less than 18 months of track history when Johnny sat down and ran everything for him. They're 1.5% in fees. Their accounts were down almost $4,000 since the end of August. And keep in mind, where are we at today in the market? Mm-hmm. And they were just kind of freaking out a little bit. They recommended a different scenario. They were actually met with him last week, and they were going to put him into this annuity product where it was a cap product that could make no more than 3% per year. And they didn't understand how that was working. And everything that they were telling the broker, it was just not what they had intended. That's not what their intentions were.
Well, this is something that we see on a regular basis. Folks who head in to talk to a financial advisor or a broker and who don't feel like they're being listened to.
And not only that, Kip, but unfortunately, Anthony's wife, her mother had just passed away about 3.5 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
They were in the process of, you know, getting all the death claims and getting the estate in order. And they had met with this guy apparently about a week ago. And he was sitting there and he was helping them, you know, finding out actually where all the beneficiaries were, the grandkids and the nieces and nephews. And there was a few, her brother was getting some money. And he was trying to basically see what he could divvy up as far as part of the pie he would get. Well, unfortunately, and thank God they came back and talked to us, but they were ready to send in the death claim to an annuity that her father had. Mm-hmm. It was an IRA. Her and her brother were the beneficiaries. It was about $230,000. And he basically told them, go ahead, fill in the death's claim, send it in and get the check, and then we'll talk about investing it. He never told her that she was able to keep it as an IRA, or we'd call it the term the stretch IRA, where we take this inherited IRA from a parent, leave it as an IRA, and now we reduce her taxes for both her and her brother. So now she takes an RMD. She's only 53 years old herself. But when you inherit an IRA from a parent, and a lot of people don't realize this, you can keep it as an IRA. But the government and the IRS makes you take out a required minimum distribution, just like your own IRA requires you to do at age 70. So if this person had sent, and they actually did send in the death claims to Prudential, but we were able to stop it. So if that would have went through, Kip, it would have cost her and her brother almost $60,000 in taxes this year, because they just did it in December. So if that distribution was going to come through, well, it didn't happen in January, but they would have cost them. So we were able to stop the forms going through at Prudential, because if we didn't, that IRA would have became taxable to those people this year. So it would cost both her and her brother almost $30,000 apiece in taxes had they listened to that other guy. Oof. So, I mean, talk about a tax bomb that they had no idea was going to be there or could be avoided. And we say this all the time in our seminar, Kip, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed?
The uninformed.
And Kip, this law has been around since 2001.
And this is what we are talking about. It is so crucial, critical to your retirement success that you get the best information, the best advice, and take advantage of the best options and strategies out there for your particular situation. Everyone's details are different. Everyone has their own life, and they can get complicated. We know how complicated life can get. So you want to sit down with someone who can take the complication out, who can take the worry out of retirement, and who has your best interest at heart. Today is the day to sit down at Kelly Financial Services, meet with John Kelly and the entire team at Kelly Financial, and get on the right track. The number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. You do not want to have an unpleasant surprise strike you as you're heading into retirement, a retirement that could last 20 plus years. Get on the right track today. Again, that number, 800-477-1135.
So just take another look at what you're currently doing. Take and have a fresh set of eyes look at things and have somebody who wants to sit down and actually listens to what your concerns are and your needs are.
So I guess the important point here to make is that it is never too late to get a second opinion, right?
Absolutely. Come on in, everybody who wants to give us a call. We'll sit down. We'll do the complete analysis for you. We'll get a complete breakdown for you. And I promise, as we promise all our clients when they walk in the office, we promise that you'll walk out of here a lot more educated than before you came in.
That number is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135 to set up that initial no-cost consultation and find out where you stand. So many folks out there do not know where they stand. They think they do, but they are unpleasantly surprised when they finally sit down and go over all the numbers. Do not be unpleasantly surprised 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line, or even 1 year down the line. Find out now where you stand so you can get on the right track. The number is 800-477-1135. John, the show has flown by today. Thank you so much for all the great info and have a wonderful week.
Thanks, Kip. Same to you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll look for you next week as well, right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.